Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some Wine and Chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the Chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hola mujer, welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, the voice behind the mic and the creator of this podcast. I'm the author of the book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, where I share my raw journey of healing, finding my voice, and true identity. Amiga, I'm truly on a mission to empower Latinas everywhere to know that their setbacks, pain, trials, and heartache cannot stop them from stepping into their God-given purpose. On this podcast, I'll empower you to let go of your limiting beliefs so you can step into your confidence and never have to dim your light again. Girl, this is your space to shine. No matter what season of life you find yourself in, here you'll be equipped with tools that will help you heal, accomplish your goals, and dream big so you can impact those around you. And if you've been looking for your tribe, well, you just found it. Girl, just like you, I'm a busy mujer. I'm balancing life, motherhood, and business, one cup of cafecito at a time. But I also know that being in community is so powerful. The Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, it's a sisterhood. And together we'll dive into this journey of life, motherhood, business, and whatever else you got going on. So you ready? Grab your cafecito and let's do this. Amiga, welcome to this Monday Motivation episode. It's Micaela. Hope you are doing good. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome to the Fearless Mujer. This is where we keep it real. We bring our cafecito and we really talk about things that need to be talked about. Now, you may have noticed in this season, we are actually really focusing on sisterhood and rising up. That is the theme of the Fearless Mujer because, as many of you already know, or you may not know, but I'm going to let you know right now, we are going to be having the Rise Girl Rise conference. Yes, girl. Let me just say, because I've said this before, if you follow me on IG at the Fearless Mujer podcast, I'm not a super big fan of conferences. They make me feel like a viejita. I'm almost 40. I don't want to feel like a viejita, but all that to say that conferences aren't really my type of scene, but I do go because it's how I personally develop. It's how I grow in my faith when I go to faith-based conferences, but it's also how I invest in myself, make time for myself, and love on myself. So I've been to conferences by myself, and I always end up meeting someone and connecting and seeing them at other events, and it just happens that way. Especially when I get asked to speak, you know, I end up running to the same people. But all that to say that this, the whole theme of Rise, Grow, Rise is really empowering you to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, whether it's a hard season or just a season of transition or something where like it's unexpected, right? Or you're hoping for your next breakthrough or you're hoping for something good to happen, that job to come through, whatever it is, girl, we want to help you rise. We want you to know that, girl, you are so powerful. You are so worthy and you can literally rise up from anything, even from something that maybe you feel that you failed at. So I want to encourage you, listen, and we've been talking about sisterhood. I want to encourage you, even if you don't vibe with other women, you've been hurt by other women, I want you to know that not all women are going to hurt you. Now, let me just say, a lot of times we really do need to guard our heart, but that doesn't mean to shut people out because you're always going to need others to be there for you, to help you, to encourage you, right? The word says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We need other people to sharpen us because as self-sufficient as we may want to be, we can't do everything alone, right? There's certain gifts that you carry that maybe I don't have. There's gifts that I have, like my gift to communicate and, you know, podcast the way that I do in such an authentic way. It is my superpower. And I get to teach that to other women who feel like, man, I need to use my voice. And a lot of times using your voice and stepping out of your comfort zone is so scary that you need someone who's already gone before you to be like, hey, girl, if this is what you're thinking, if this is how you feel about it, let me kind of break it down for you. And you simplify it. And that's literally what I do in podcasting. I simplify through the limiting beliefs. I simplify the process of podcasting because it doesn't have to be hard. This isn't an episode about podcasting, but just know that, girl, we're always going to need somebody, right? We can't do it alone. So for those of you who have experienced that sister wound, maybe you've already had it from being a child, right? From not having great relationships with the women in your life. It's okay. But I want you to know that as long as you remain closed off, as long as you remain like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to get to know new people, you're going to miss out on blessings. And I don't say that to be bogus or mean, right? I say that to say that, wow, tongue twister there. I say that because you deserve to be loved. You deserve to experience the love of a sister. And it may not be a blood sister, right? But you deserve to know that you are worthy of a sister loving you. And let me just say, I am not someone, I know lots of people, right? I'm a podcaster, but I'm not someone who runs in a big circle. That's just not me. Now that I'm getting older, I really get more energy from self-reflecting, from being to myself, from just kind of sitting in my energy and hearing from God. Hey, God, what is next? Praying, right? Just kind of finding who I am. I find who I am when I am alone. And I don't mean it in those sense that, oh, isolating, right? Or like shutting people out. But in my season, that's what I'm feeling. I feel that I need to be able to be in my energy and self-reflecting. And, you know, as someone who is a follower of Jesus, who is a believer, you see this in the Bible. Jesus used to go off to be alone. He would just like be to himself. He would nap, right? He would rest. And I think in this culture where everything's on the go and everything's fast, in this culture, we think we're doing the most when we're constantly busy, when we're constantly going. But sometimes our season calls to rest, right? To have moments of rest, even when you're busy, to have moments of self-reflection, to have moments of connecting with yourself. If you do not connect with yourself, you're not going to know where you're going. You're not going to know what's next. And in your season, you have to understand that in order to grow, you have to know who you are. And that is something that I think oftentimes is a luxury, understanding who you are and knowing who you are. So listen, amiga, it's okay, right, to self-reflect, to be alone at times, but also understand that there's going to be other people that you're going to need in your corner. And I say that to say because, you know, I had an unexpected life-changing event happened in my life, and I was devastated, even though I knew it was coming, even though, and again, I've talked about this very openly, I don't deal well with change. Whenever change suddenly happens in my life, my childhood trauma gets triggered, and I feel unsafe, and it's just a whole thing. And I know that part of my season is God's really pruning that out of me, so that I don't have to deal with that, right? That, hey, when the change is coming, it's okay. I don't have to get triggered. And a lot of times, I believe that's how God heals us, or that's how we grow, right? Is when we are triggered from that one thing. And here's the beauty, right? This is why I'm not perfect, you guys. Okay, I'm a believer. a lot of you guys know that I cuss sometimes. I mean, I'm not perfect, right? I'm also a social drinker. And I think that a lot of times, just depending on where you've gone to church or certain people's views on topics, right? In church culture, I'll put it that way. It's easy to judge, like, oh, wow, well, your faith isn't strong because you said a bad word. Your faith isn't strong because you really shouldn't be drinking. Like, let me get this out of the way. There's a lot of legalism, right? Where, oh, wow, you're really not playing the role of being a believer because you did this. But let me just say this. You got to give people grace. And it's not that you allow people to do things they shouldn't, but you got to understand something about people. And I wasn't going to really talk about this, but I'm just going to throw it in there, right? This is a lot of times too why we don't want to vibe with other women, why we just don't because of the judgment. So let me say this. You got to give people grace for where they are in their walk. If we're talking about God here and having a relationship with God, you got to give people grace. And you also got to understand, okay, stop judging people. Stop judging them because they don't understand faith the way you do, right? Or they're not walking with God the way you are. Everybody's different. God didn't create robots. It's something that really bothers me when I see people judging other people. Like, oh, look at that person. Hey, you know what? Maybe they're not there yet. How about, where does grace kick in? Because the Jesus that I see in the Bible, he was graceful. He met people right where they are. So if you're going to, I'm just saying, and I'm not talking about anyone specific, please know, if you're going to, you know, judge somebody based on, oh, look at them, look what they're doing, you gotta look at yourself that, like, hey, you gotta have grace for people and not judge people and meet them where they are. And I feel so passionate about this. I'm going to tell you why. Because I didn't grow up in the church, okay? Like, I literally didn't grow up in the church. You know, we went to church every now and then, but being Catholic was more of like, it was just part of the tradition, right? And as a Mexican little girl, like, I think a lot of us who are either Mexican or some type of Latina, right? Some kind of everybody had that Catholic, Catholicism kind of traditions, things like that. But I didn't grow up like that, okay? I grew up in a family where they practiced brujeria. I had a very, very interesting upbringing. And it is what it is, okay? And I can tell you that I've made lots of mistakes. I've messed up a lot. I've made lots of mistakes. I've been judged, especially because my children have different fathers. I've been judged. I've been just the lifestyle that I used to live, right? Being a party girl. And so all that to say that I remember, you know, church people judging me for the way I lived my life, but I didn't understand what they were saying. I didn't understand this God and this Jesus that they spoke about. I didn't understand it for myself. So I lived my life based off what made me happy in the moment, because I was also depressed. And if you've ever experienced depression, you just want to numb, right? And I had a lot of wounds in my heart. So anytime someone came at me with their religion, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to be preached at, because I felt like, you're judging me. You think you're better than me. And it's not even about that, you guys. So I want to apologize on behalf of anyone who has ever judged you, who claimed to love God and know God and misrepresented God. Because as someone who got hurt in church, I have so much compassion if that's your story. But I also understand that I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to convince anybody that, oh, they need to know my God. No, because guess what? If my God wants them to know him, guess what? He's going to let it be known. He's going to change the heart of people. That's what I believe. I believe that God has the ability, when the time is right, he will change and renew the heart of a person. He literally does. He softens their heart, because that's what he did to me. That's my story. And that's why I love God, because I was suicidal. So all that to say that my perspective and my mindset is always like, hey, I'm going to meet you where you are. right? I'm going to show up. I'm going to be there. Know that if I'm going to be my authentic self and my realest self, like I can't separate the God from my walk because it's my lifestyle. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I make mistakes? Yes. But all that to say that this is what I think about, meeting people where they are, being a light in this world, because we need light. We need people who are going to love on others, because I think people are afraid to love on others. But there's people, we don't know what they're going through, right? So I kind of just threw that in there. It really wasn't part of the episode. But I just feel like, you know, I want you to understand that you're loved. You're loved here. Anything that has to do with Fearless Mujer, you're loved. You're part of a bigger community. And so when we're thinking about just rising up, sometimes we go through things where we literally can't do it. We can't rise up. We literally cannot find it within ourselves to even see past what we're going through in the moment. And this is why, going back to sisters and sisterhood, we need that. And when I say sisters, you know, because I believe everybody is God's daughter. He created all of us. Some of us don't know yet, right? Our identity is in Him. But everybody's God's daughter. So if you learn to look at women like, man, God, because that's my mindset. Hey, God created you. He has a purpose for you. I always think that. I think that about any woman that I see. I don't care if she's in the corner. I don't care if she's at the bar. I literally think that about every woman that I see. I see the beauty in that woman. Because I'm not the kind of person. Girl, listen, you could be half naked and I will see the beauty in you. I'm not here to judge, right? So I see the beauty in women. Like, man, God made you beautiful inside. You have a gift. And if I get the opportunity, I will remind that woman, hey, you know, God has a purpose for you. Hey, you're here for a reason, right? For those of you who are believers listening, it ain't always that we got to preach at people. Sometimes we just got to love on them and remind them, hey, man, God has a plan for you. Or, hey, you know, you have a purpose. You're here for a reason, because you don't know what people are going through, right? And so this is what I'm talking about with this Rise Girl. You have to understand that sometimes you are stronger than the next mujer. Sometimes you've already lived through something that was so painful you overcame, and she can't find it in her mental capacity, emotional capacity to even process how the heck you did it. But yeah, you did it. You can be a voice to that. This is why I think podcasting is so powerful, because it's not just about the tech side. It's not just about recording. You have something powerful to share. And if you feel that nudge to start a podcast and you're not doing it, girl, listen, what are you waiting for? You're holding something back that needs to be out in the world. And so all that to say, you have something that another mujer doesn't have. And if you're hoarding it and you're holding on to it, how are you going to empower others? How are you going to lock arms with others? It may be one word, one sentence that you share that helps this woman be like, man, I am a badass. I can rise up. I can keep going. I don't have to stay in this abusive relationship. I don't have to stay in this toxic marriage. I don't have to stay condemning myself and judging myself because I had a child young and I wasn't the best mother. No, this is why I'm so, so passionate about talking about the real things, because other women need it. And this is what the whole conference is about. Rising up, rising up. We're not here to be fake. I mean, hey, we are going to talk about God, right? Like, let's be real. I'm going to talk about God. Wherever I go, I mention God. It's not that I'm preaching, but I mention, hey, God created you with a purpose. So just know, if you're running from God, God will come for you. And I don't mean that in a weird way. And I don't mean that in a religious way, in a church way, because I believe, I will always say this, I wasn't called to the four walls of the church. I was called to live outside and be a light outside in the world. Because if you look at Jesus, he traveled from place to place, sitting with the sinners, sitting with the people no one wanted to sit with the outcasts. That is the Jesus that I follow. The one who loved others, and he loved them so much that they were so captivated by him. Biggest influencer ever, right? And he was just being his real authentic self. So all that to say, girl, I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done. I love you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I say it because I know that I've been called to speak to specific women. I love you. If no one told you they loved you, I love you, girlfriend. And you gotta know that it's okay to receive love. You gotta allow people to love you. Because if you don't allow people to love you, you're gonna miss out. And until you don't learn to understand that it's okay to let others love you, it's gonna be real hard to show up as your most authentic self. That is the truth. Because you'll always be worried about, oh, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I show up like this? You're always going to dim your light subconsciously and not even know that. You're always going to worry, what are people going to think? And you got to start trusting yourself. You got to trust your discernment. You got to trust your gut, right? Like people say, you got to go with what you, your instinct. You have an instinct. And this is why if you have a relationship with God, you got to learn to hear from God, because otherwise all the other voices are going to try to tell you what's best for you. And let me just say, I'm not saying don't get advice. Don't be foolish, right? Sometimes we need others to speak truth into us, even if we don't want to hear it, even if we don't like it. Because when people speak truth to you, it hurts. And we don't always want to hear the truth about ourselves when we mess up and things like that. Okay. But you got to understand something. You can't keep going to people and asking them, hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Because every time you do that, you're not sharpening yourself. You're not allowing yourself to be like, hey, I'm making this decision right here. And this is what I'm doing. And this is what it is. So be it, right? This is a decision I'm making. And if you are ever going to run a business, you got to understand that. You got to trust your instinct, like, man, right? Let's see what happens, right? So all that to say that you got to trust yourself. Stop asking people, what do they think? Hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about that? You got to trust yourself. And you got to be able to be badass enough. Excuse me if you have little ears. This is one of my favorite words. But you got to understand and be in a position where you're like, yep, that's the decision I made. That's what I decided to do. Because in reality, not everyone needs an explanation. The moment you begin to explain things to people, they're going to expect you to constantly be explaining things to people. And I personally think that that's not a healthy thing to do, because it's your life. You know what I'm saying? So if you are in that situation, if you have been in that season where you're just like, I need to ask so-and-so first. Girl, stop it. Stop it. Have I done this in the past? Absolutely. Have I been worried, what's my friend going to think about XYZ situation? Absolutely. But see, you gotta learn how to move in a way that you don't need the validation of others. You don't need the opinion of others. I'm telling you. This is how you grow. This is how you show up in your most authentic self. Not everyone understands that. Because it's scary to move alone. It's scary to, you know, be to yourself and, all right, I'm going to make this decision. And it sounds kind of stupid when you think about it, like unwise. However, I will say this, okay? Everything I do, I take it to the feet of Jesus. Okay? Everything I do, I talk to God about it. And if you know me personally, you know that I say this a lot. Well, I was talking to God. one of my friends says, what did he tell you? one of my favorite people, actually. They tell me, like, what did he tell you? But all that to say that anything I do, I take it to him. Because at my core, I want to honor God. Do I get it right? Do I mess up? Absolutely. Absolutely. When I do something that I think could potentially hurt me, or maybe I shouldn't have done that, I go to God like, God, was that okay? How should I feel? Because this is how I feel, right? I always analyze and self-reflect. And you may think it's weird if you don't have a relationship with God. Like, well, who are you talking to, girl? It's how I process. Because my faith is a huge part of my life. But the problem is that a lot of times we think, oh, because that person says they love God, or that person claims to have faith, they should look a certain way, they should talk a certain way, they should be a certain way. But listen, none of us are robots. We're not. God sends us in circles and places and spaces where we are supposed to switch the atmosphere. This is why you cannot keep worrying about, oh, what is that person going to say? What are they? No, because when we're worried about what others are going to think, we change who we are to fit what others think. Okay? I'm going to say it one more time. When we're worried about what others think, we change who we are to fit what others think. And you cannot do that. Okay, so this is why I'm saying this specifically to those of you who feel like there's more for me. There's something more I'm supposed to do. You're frustrated about it. You don't even know what it is. You keep trying all the things. Well, guess what? You're supposed to influence other people, but it may not look the way you think it's supposed to look. And you can't influence other people until you learn to rise up from certain situations, whatever that is for you. Taking a stand. I've talked about this with a few people, having a rise girl moment where you're fed up and you're like, dang, I'm gonna own this now. I'm gonna own me now. I'm gonna stop playing small now. So all that to say, I know I've said a lot talking about rising up. Whatever rising up looks like to you, maybe it's rising up to finally let other women in. Maybe it's rising up to finally say, I'm done with this toxic relationship. Maybe it's rising up to say, hey, man, I really feel like this is the person that I'm supposed to try to be in a relationship with. So forget what other people are going to say about it, right? Or rising up to say, hey, I'm going to be a better mother now, right? Whatever it is, I can go on and on because, you know, we are mujeres. We juggle. We wear different hats. And your rise girl moment could be absolutely a very unique moment, a unique experience, a unique season. So all that to say, amiga, that no matter what you're going through, big or small, painful, not painful, you have authority to rise into it, to rise up from it, and other people need you. And if podcasting's what you've been feeling on your heart, girl, you got to go for it. And I'm here, right? I haven't been doing much life coaching, but I've been empowering women with their podcasts. So, hey, girl, if that's something that you want to do, man, I will simplify it for you. I promise. You got limiting beliefs around it? I will work on that with you. Okay? You feel like you want to coach others? Let's blend this with your podcast. I will simplify the whole process for you. Because it is something that I've mastered. I know how to communicate. Podcasting led me to, you know, collaborate with a network. Start doing campaigns. Podcasting led my business to keep getting clients. Right? It taught me how to heal. It wasn't just about talking. It healed me. And it allowed my voice to heal others. My stories to heal others. I don't say that to be arrogant. To say, look at me. You know me, you know I'm a very humble person. But I've learned something that I can teach in the most simple way. That's a promise. I don't make promise very often. So just know, girl, that if you want a podcast, hit me up, send me a DM on Instagram, and I will have a conversation with you. We'll hear your ideas. We'll hear your themes. We'll strategize. More than anything, listen, come on out to this conference on July 13th. Invite your amigas. Make it a girls' night out. All tickets are $34 right now. Listen, that's like a whole trip to Starbucks, depending on who's with you. I'm just saying. But all that to say, amiga, that you're so loved. You can go to fearlessmujer.com/events and find out more about the event. And I can't wait to see you there. Seriously, it's going to be a time of celebration. We're going to have a DJ, girl. Bring your party shoes. But amiga, I love you. I wish you the best. Have an amazing week. And I will talk to you soon. God bless you. Hey, mujer, before you go, did this episode help you in any way? I'd love to know what you thought about this episode so I know what content to keep creating for you. Do me a favor, tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast and let me know how this episode helped you. And you know that the Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, right? It's a sisterhood. Do me a favor, share this episode with your amigas, your primas, your tias, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up, and together we're truly powerful. So tag me, tag your amigas, share the link with them. And if you found value in this podcast, leave me a review on Apple, because that means so much. And by the way, want to take the conversation deeper? Come join the podcast community. Go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, and let's talk about this episode. God bless.